Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
After watching the new film Of Gods and Men, your sense of terrorism may be transported to a heightened level. Of Gods and Men is a Cannes Festival favourite, invading the world of a handful of French monks in a monastery in a small village in Algeria. And they have a choice to make, to stay or leave. This choice comes because, let's just say, some less than friendly terrorists are removing all remnants of French imperialism. Now, for the Terminator and Die Hard lovers like me, let me warn you, this film starts very, very quietly and moves pretty slowly all the way through. But director Xavier Beauvoir navigates this with sheer brilliance. I have to admit, at about the 15-minute mark, an Algerian village boy yawned and, well, that was kind of the feeling the action lovers will probably feel as well. But don't give up. When the terrorists arrive, the sense of suspense and fear steps up considerably and carries the film all the way to its end. You may recognise the actor who played Luke, the doctor. He was in the De Niro film Ronin. My only complaint about his acting would be at the beginning I could hear famous acting teacher Stella Adler calling out to him to smarten up his business. That's shop talk for don't spend so long muddling with your props. Otherwise, he's flawless. At the 1 hour 45 minute mark, someone in the audience went for their watch, which was what many were thinking, I'm sure. But don't give up. The end is chilling. Movie reviewer, filmmaker and all-round exciting New York City tourist guide Jordan Hoffman says this is not a religious film, but rather a humanist film. Good call, Jordan. One reason Of Gods and Men is fantastic is because we resonate with the difficulty of having to make a life or death choice. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.